This weekend is an overflowing clown car full of arts events for every taste, so let's get started. Thursday through Sunday, July 13th through the 16th in Barnston, West Quebec, Canada, it's Shazam Fest. It's an all-ages and extremely environmentally friendly festival. This year, the 80s band Men Without Hats is also headlining. Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th, it's the Waterbury Block Party and Arts Fest, and here's Karen Nevin from Waterbury with more details.
Our famous Friday night block party, the beer garden, food, and music featuring The Grift and Josh Panda. What's a better way to celebrate summer than dancing under the stars? Saturday is the Art Fest. Over 100 regional artists and crafters will line our streets, and music performances all day long.
John Kalacki is executive director of the Flynn Center in Burlington, and he's taking a road trip.
This weekend, I'm traveling down to see the Weston Playhouse Theater Company, now celebrating its 80th anniversary. On the boards is Lost in Yonkers, Neil Simon's award-winning Broadway comedy. The play features Tony Award-winning actress Elizabeth Franz. This company is a regional treasure, bringing us theatrical gems not to be missed.
Lost in Yonkers is on stage this weekend at Weston Playhouse in Weston. Katie Nelson is former co-curator at the BCA Center in Burlington, and she's got details about artist as designer.
Visitors will find local, handmade, functional, and timeless works of art. Artists will be on site demonstrating their process in clay, screen-printed linen, fine gold, and silver. Watercolor portraits and photography will also be on exhibit.
The event is Saturday, July 15th. Lily Rauch-Kaczynski's from Bethel. Here she is with more details about a community art project in Bethel this weekend.
Be a part of creating public art by painting a mural in downtown Bethel. Community members will work with Vermont-based artist Mary Lacey. Lacey will create a colorful mural featuring four rainbow trout. Volunteers will help paint the shapes that will create the fish and eventually be installed on the retaining wall downtown.
That's Saturday, July 15th. It starts at 2 at the Bethel Bandshell. Bring a picnic and wear clothes you don't mind getting dirty. Scott Nelson is an artist from Brattleboro, and he's here to talk more about the Rock River Artist Tour this weekend.
Featuring 16 accomplished artists in a range of media, visitors can start at the old schoolhouse in South Newfane, where participating artists present a group show, pick up a map, and begin a self-guided tour of the studios.
Saturday and Sunday, July 15th and 16th at the old schoolhouse in South Newfane. And it's the final concert in the first classical music series at the Plainfield Opera House this weekend. Kathy Light from Marshfield has more.
Pianists Michael Arnowitt, Dan Bruce, Allison Cerruti, Diane Hewling, and Arthur Zorn. These five well-known artists will share the stage in a joint concert to celebrate the Opera House and to dedicate the new piano.
Find details for these and more events at vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, supporting the arts throughout Vermont. Find out more at vermontartscouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net.